I was just going to say that had Ian Lansdale been in the room, I would have given a shout out to him, because the only reason we succeeded is because of him. He helped us slay some of the dragons of Seago that we encountered. And also, I don't usually start presentations with apologies, but I'm going to start this with one, which is that this is an area that, even though I'm doing the talking, I don't know a whole lot about. And I'm going to... This is one of the hazards of working with Go if you're a company. And the hazard is that we had our key developer on this hired by, you might have heard of it, there's a small company called Google out in California. So they actually hired our key developer and sort of paid him twice what we're paying him, and we're paying him a pretty competitive wage for where we were. So, you know, we got the project done, but this is... I don't have the same level of technical depth that that he does, and I'm still kind of a Go newbie. All right, so what were we trying to do, and why did we do it? So YaraDB is a key value database with strong ACID transaction support and enterprise functionality. So I'm not going to talk a whole lot about why you use YaraDB, other than the fact that a lot of people use it. And if you want to find out more, come to our booth. And the key thing from a technical point of view to remember is that it's a database engine which is closely linked to languages. So you don't actually connect to the database. You actually just call, you compile the program with the library, you just access the database, it's there. And there's a C, native C API, so literally it's as if the C language